service. We did
1543 02 09.
Thanks for calling the London Magistrates Courts.
0924.
We record our calls for monitoring and training, as it helps improve the service we deliver. If you want to know more about how we handle your personal data, visit www.gov.uk/HMCTS. Please be aware next day call listings are available on www.callserve.net. If you are calling to pay a court fine, press 1. To discuss a notice of fine received, press 2. If you are calling in relation to a case at a magistrate's court in London, please call our Courts and Tribunal Service Centre on 03 30 808 4407. I'm sorry, we don't understand your selected option. We'll put you through to someone who can help as soon as possible.
That's perfect.
Line and we'll get to you as soon as we can.
Hello, how are you doing? May I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
You're speaking to the customer contact centre. Can I help?
Can I ask for your name or ID, please, so I know who I'm talking to?
You're speaking to Abdul. How can I help?
How are you doing, Abdul? My name is Mr. Cordell. And I've been in contact with the police recently, and the police have gave me a Chris number and have sent me an email. And what this is in relation to is my whole criminal record has been frauded, and the police have investigated what I've asked them to check, and every 68 offence, 68 things have been put in my criminal record, and they're mostly no further actions. But somebody has turned all the plea dates into offence dates. So I couldn't have committed the offence dates and done the plea dates. Now, I've spoke to the police and they've upheld my complaint. And I have an email here which says, Met Police regarding your complaint to us, our reference CAD 28 for the 23 August. Your complaint has been received by the Metropolitan Police and has been passed to our senior officer to review. We aim to contact you back in 48 hours. Then they've sent me another one saying, Met Police, your reference, blah, blah, blah. Hello, Simon. I've taken advice on this and have been informed that the court's resulting team is responsible for updating the police national computer of convictions. So now I'm being told that the court's resulting team are the people that frauded my criminal record on every offence, and the police are blaming you. Normally, I believe the police would, if the police had evidence of something like this given to them, normally they would come and arrest the people. But because we're talking about the resulting team, I can't find a department who is called the resulting team. I can't find a member of staff on the payroll for the courts. That actually states that this is a paid employee. So what I assume the resulting team is CPS, Youth Offenders Team, probation.
Resulting team is the admin team in court.
Yeah, administration team and the rest of it. Is that correct? Yes. And the Met Force that brought the initial claim to the court. Is that correct? Yeah.
Well, resulting team updates the PNC. They put everything on the system. Get updated on there.
Well, my whole record is seriously flawed. It's not just an error. The resulting team from Lordship Lane and Wood Green years ago, my mum searched my records and she gave them all of my convictions. The resulting team have gave my mum 6 convictions back, saying that these 6 convictions are definitely frauded and they're not in the court's registries. Now, rather than deal with them and pass them to the liaison in the court, they've sent my mum out of the court with that paperwork, and my mum has been handing it to the Metro Metropolitan Police Force, believing that's who she should give it to, because the court admin have gave her the proof of this from Lordship Lane and Highbury. Now the courts have been trying, them police officers have been trying to kill me. They've been coming to my house, they've been abusing the power, gross misconduct, it's attempted murder what I can prove. I've filled in an N1 claim form and I've got my pre-action conduct letter here. My exhibit is inside of that, and I've put this evidence in a website called horrificcorruption.com. Now the police officers have been to that website and have agreed that the ASBO that was put on me by Highbury and Island Court is wrong and needs to be brought back. The paperwork is there for that. The whole criminal record is wrong. I've been arrested in my criminal record 68 times, and out of those 68 times, every single one of them pretty much is no further actions, and I've had to do a year and a half bail condition on every single case. So no matter what, I've won by harassment, and I want the record deleted under these purposes, but also under the evidence that the court gave to my mum, Highbury and Islington and Lordship Lane gave to my mum for the 6 cases that were frauded in there, and have been now letting me run around with this paperwork trying to find out where we actually bring it to, and when they've got the resulting team in there, and also now that I've looked at the paperwork myself even more, I can prove every single offence is wrong, and I've just passed that information to the police and they've upheld my complaint and told me I need to find that resulting team to have this. I can't even leave my house at the moment because of what's been done.
You need to email the admin team who did the resulting, and then have to investigate and look into it for you.
Now I've been told that they can't actually litigate for themselves in these circumstances, and because the CPS are now going to become the defendants in this case, because I'm going to be prosecuting everybody that was in those courtrooms for doing this and being responsible, wholly responsible as a team in joint circular in large. Now it wouldn't be fair for them to do a pro bono and try to represent one. You've got have insurance policy, policies, and I've been given those insurance policies, and I've put them in my website. Now, in these circumstances, you have to contact your insurance companies, and you have to use the legal solicitor firms that cover you in these circumstances from there. Would that be correct in believing that also?
I'm not sure from that. I wouldn't know, to be honest. As far as I know, you probably have to email the court, and obviously the court will have to look into it and get back to you. So it's going back quite a few cases, isn't it? They'll have to investigate the matter and get back to you.
They're going to have to
email address of the court, or you need to email, and obviously, yeah.
Do you have an email and that I can contact directly, or can you transfer me to through somebody? Because this is of up importance, and it's damaged my whole life. I can't even get a job because of this.
Yeah, I could give you the email address, and you could email the court, and they'll have to investigate it.
I appreciate that, thank you.
Okay. So the email address is North London MP.
Yep.
At justice.
Yep.
.gov.uk.
I appreciate your time today, and I hope you have a really good day, sir.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day,
bye. Thank you, bye-bye.
Hear them all in the background. They're ruined.